ask him again, now what size bra does your wife wear? He says, honey, what size? She says, 38D. You say, I'm sorry, punk, but we don't allow nobody down here with anything over a C cup. It's bad for the pavement. And then you spit in his face and turn to walk away. Well, even the most cowardly of men can't take an insult on their women, so he turns and jumps on your back and claws away with ineffectual little skinny wrists. You swat him like a spider and throw him into the back of your patrol car. You don't want his family leaving the place, so you squirt mace in their face. And you leave them in there heaving their guts up in their Cadillac while you take El Schmucko on down to the radio station. Police station. She's all this way and I've blown it. How do you like that? Anyway, you throw them in the jail. You scream. Book them. And you ask me why I drink.
He's a real no one.
This is just to make sure, yeah, you know, my body is limbered for you. Just kind of leafing through the paper here. Oh, here's a discount coupon. My wife used to rip those out of the paper. Them discount coupons, save 5 cents on a pound of coffee or whatever, you know. I tell you what, though, she used to rip out them damn coupons before I'd had a chance to read the paper. So there I'd be, reading the sports section, you know, all involved in some story. It would say, continued on page 8. 17, and I'd flip the page, and there'd be the story ripped out. And I wonder about that. I wonder 100 times. I said, don't rip the paper apart before I finish with it, and she always did. Well, one day, she did it one time too many. And I tracked that sweat hog down, and I said, woman, you may be saving 5 cents on a pound of coffee, but it's going to cost you $100 to get your teeth fixed.
Hey, good buddy. Those nice folks over at Woolco running a sale you won't want.
And we're looking for partly sunny conditions with about a 50% chance.
Alan.
Yes.
This is God, Alan. Are you making fun of heaven? Heaven.
What do you think?
I think you bugged me. God doesn't laugh like that.
That's true. God laughs like... Oh, that's sickness here in the morning at 6:30, 6:31 on the Big Ape.
We used to sing,
Big Ape is Van Morrison and that brown-eyed girl about 6 minutes before 7. This is the old Duffer with all the goodies for you. I got some engagement words for you. It was in the paper. I don't know if you noticed it. Prince Rainier and Princess Grace of Monaco have announced the engagement of their daughter, Princess Caroline, 20 years old, to that French businessman, Philippe, whatever, how you say that, Juno, 37 years old. Have you been following that story? That, you know, what you call Grace Kelly's daughter, that young princess who's been kind of causing minor scandals with every breath she takes, has decided to marry this older man, a rich, dashing businessman. It won't last. We're taking up a little pool here at the Ape. I bet that within 6 months, you'll hear of them separated, and before a year is up, they'll be divorced. I mean, that kind of relationship never lasts. First of all, that age difference. Second of all, the only reason they got married was, first of all, she's young and pretty and a princess, and he's sophisticated and rich and debonair. The first time one of them breaks wind, it'll be all over.
Why wait till 78? Move into Shadowwood right now and make no payments till 1978. Shadowwood is a lovely residential community.
Muscles of genuine Levi's pre-washed straight leg jeans for everyday wear, and them moving on jeans and wider natural for stepping out, all for $9.99. Yep, $9.99. Now you know that's like having nuggets in your pocket. And this is your last chance to register for a Pook moped at Levitation, Regency Square, Lakewood Plaza, and Bel Air Plaza in Daytona.
I'm just warming up here. Okay, I think I'm ready. It's about 24 minutes after 7 here at the Big Ape. It is that time again. Time to wonder what it must be like to strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and become a lawman. All right, you're working the graveyard shift all all-night delight, they call it. You're out there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Ain't nothing happening. So you decide to drive by the local lover's lanes and see if you can break up a little drilling. Yeah, so you get to where the kids usually hang out when they want to do them some canoodling. And you turn off your ignition and coast up behind them. Yeah, you got your headlights out. You stop the car with the parking brakes and nothing lights up. And then you tippy-toe out, leaving your door open, and crawl up behind a car that's parked but rocking slightly on its shock absorbers. You peer in the window, and then you see them. Two young kids look like they're in their late teens in flagrant delectae. Your mouth hangs open as you watch them enjoying their first experience of what life is all about. All your police training tells you you should tap on the window and say, "Hey, you kids, get the hell out of here." But for some reason, you can't move. You're glued to the spot like some common voyeur, and a tidal wave of saliva rolls out of your mouth. Yeah. Suddenly, your heart is beating faster and faster. You're mesmerized. It's as though you were a statue. Your lips, nostrils are quivering. You can't take it any longer. You tippy-toe on your belly around to the passenger side of the car. You grab the door handle. You fling the door open. You dive inside and slam the door shut again. Turn it on your flashlight, and there they are. A look of sheer horror on their faces. They both look up at the same time, still holding each other, but staring with total fear at you. You tell the guy, "All right, punk, get out of the car and lock yourself in the patrol car." He's so terrified, he does it. And it's just you and the high stepper left alone in the car. The car is filled with the scent of sweat and your horrible bad breath as the two of you stare at each other. She says, "Oh, no, I'll be ruined. I'll never be able to go through good society. My coming out is in 2 weeks. Oh, no." You say, "Well, little lady, I might be tempted to let you go if you do a little something for me." Suddenly, the realization hits her eyes. What you wanted to do is you stand up, unbuttoning your shirt. You drop your gun belt around your ankles, and you got your boom booms exposed when your sergeant pulls up behind you. He takes a look at you. He takes a look at the high stepper, and he says, "Give me your badge." You say, "Oh, my God." He says, "Give me your gun." You say, "Oh, my God." He throws you in the back of your own patrol car, drags you down to the station house, and screams the words you thought you'd never hear. Book 'em. The epilogue of the story is you end up at Rayford, and all those guys you put there in the first place give you a little something to remember them by.
Here's the most important announcement in years for...